I'm grateful for the privilege of preaching today in the joint service.
好開心有呢個榮幸可以今日喺聯合崇拜裏邊講到。
Of course, very often I preach in the English service.
當然我喺英語組嗰度我都成日講到嘅。
But preaching in the joint service has particular challenges to it.
但喺聯合崇拜裏邊講到有個特別嘅挑戰。
Joint service, of course, brings multiple languages together.
聯合崇拜將唔同嘅語言帶埋一齊。
But it also brings together multiple cultures.
亦都將不同嘅文化聚在一起。
My home has multiple cultures.
喺屋企就有唔同嘅文化。
I am an American-born Chinese.
我係美國出世嘅中國人。
My wife is a Hong Kong-born Canadian Chinese.
我太太喺加拿大香港人生嘅華人。
My son is an English-born Chinese.
我嘅仔係喺英格蘭出生嘅華人。
And my daughter is a Scottish-born Chinese.
我嘅女咧就係喺蘇格蘭出生嘅華人。
My home also has multiple languages.
喺我屋企亦都有唔同嘅語言。
We generally speak English at home.
一般嚟講，我哋屋企都講英文嘅。
Although my children have a different type of English than my wife or myself.
當然，我仔女講嘅英文同我同埋我太太講嘅有啲唔同。
But also we try to teach some Chinese to our children.
我都嘗試教我哋仔女一啲中文。
This is actually quite difficult.
呢個其實係幾困難嘅一件事。
My wife, being born in Hong Kong, speaks Cantonese.
我太太係
born in Hong Kong.
Born in Hong Kong. All right. 佢係喺香港出世嘅，所以佢講廣東話。
For me, my Cantonese isn't very good.
我嘅中文麻麻地。
And this is because I grew up speaking one of the Seiyuwa.
我廣東文唔係幾好，因為我講開以前講嘅係一啲四邑話
，which is a dialect of southern Guangdong province，
係南廣東省南邊嘅其中一個地方語言。
Then later on, I learned Mandarin。
之後我學普通話。
And so, if you think about it, between my wife and myself, there's three different Chinese languages。
你諗下喺我同太太之間都已經有三種唔同嘅中文。
So there's not any overlap in the languages that we know.
當中係冇嘢可以重疊一齊嘅。
However, there are certain words and phrases that my children have learned.
但係有啲字眼咧，中文嘅字眼咧，我啲仔女就學咗嘅。
They know some food words.
一啲關於食物嘅詞語。
叉燒包、奶黃包、燒肉。
呢啲都係食物啦，叉燒包、奶黃包、燒肉。
They know family titles.
知道一啲即係家庭當中輩唔同輩份嘅名稱，
公公婆婆、哥哥妹妹
，granddad、grandmom、brothers、sisters，
and they also know greetings。
佢哋都識打招呼喎。
早晨、早頭。
Good morning, good night。
Now, what are all these words？
呢啲係咩字咧？
These are all functional words.
呢啲都係好有用、有功能性嘅字眼。
They are words that achieve a task.
佢會帶嚟一個結果嘅。
You want to eat?
你想食咯。
You have to be able to say it.
你要識得講嘅喎。
You see your grandparents?
你見到你嘅公公婆婆。
You have to say good morning to them.
你要同佢哋講早晨嘅喎。
And so these words are words that are used to achieve a task.
所以呢啲係有帶有一個目的嘅一啲嘅字眼。
Now I remember many years ago when I was in seminary。
我記得好耐之前，當我仲讀緊喺神學院讀書嘅時候。
And I remember studying the biblical languages。
我仲記得嗰陣時讀聖經當中嘅語言。
What was the first thing my Greek teacher taught me？
我希臘文教師第一個教我嘅字係咩咧？最初教我係咩咧？
Logos, logon, logoi, logos.
就係 logos, logon, logoi, logos.
What are these words?
究竟係乜嚟
㗎？ They are four major grammatical forms of the noun logos.
其實希臘文裏邊咧 ，logos 呢個字四種唔同嘅文法。
So instead of asking for food,
所以咧，我唔係咧去學點樣去咧嗌嘢食。
I first learned the grammatical rules of the language Greek.
我最初學嘅就係希臘文當中嘅文法。
Instead of learning functional words to achieve a task,
我最初學嘅唔係一啲功能性嘅字眼。
I first learned foundational rules to understand how a language works.
我最初學嘅就係一啲基礎嚟到學習一個語言。
So you've come not for a language lesson?
所以而家你嚟到咧係一個語言嘅基礎班。
But of course, in today's sermon, we are looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
我哋今日睇嘅經文咧，就係講耶穌嘅登山部分。
And in this passage, Jesus speaks of a foundation that is needed.
喺當中，耶穌提到一個基礎，一個根基。
He is interested in achieving a task, the function of the gospel.
佢好在意呢個福音嗰個功能，佢要達到一個目的。
But he is also interested in having a strong foundation to build the foundation for the church as well.
但佢都好在意咧，我哋要一個好嘅根基去建立佢嘅教會。
Let us pray before we as we continue.
讓我哋一同禱告。
Father, we thank you for the words in your scriptures.
天父，我多谢你喺圣经当中俾我哋嘅话语。
And we pray that you open them up to us today.
我哋求你将佢哋向我哋打开。
That it is not merely me uttering these words up in on the front of the stage.
我哋唔单止喺台上边讲呢啲说话。
But they are words that are alive through your Spirit. In all of us.
你话语系活嘅，藉着圣灵可以嚟到点活我哋。
Speak, Lord, to your servants.
我哋求你向仆人说话。
In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣嘅名祷告。Amen.
Now, the passage for today in Matthew chapter 7 is a part of a broader context of verses.
我哋今日所讀馬太福音第七章呢一段嘅經文，其實我哋可以宏觀啲嚟睇一睇嘅。
And before we look at this passage today, I think it's important to think about the broader text that this passage sits in.
所以專注今日嘅經文之前，我哋要睇一睇一個比較宏觀嘅情況。
Now, if you were here the last time I preached in joint service, I preached on Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16.
如果你仲記得嘅話，我上一次喺聯合崇拜講到就係講關於馬太福音五章十三至十六節。
Those were the verses in which Jesus was telling his disciples to be salt and light.
當中嘅經文係耶穌教導嘅門徒要喺世上作鹽同埋光。
But they were also verses near the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
佢哋係處於登山部分開頭嗰一部分。
Today's passage is looking at Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through
29.
These are verses where Jesus is talking about building a house. But they are also the final words of Jesus in the same Sermon on the Mount. In a way, these two sermons are the bookends of Jesus' greatest sermon, the Sermon on the Mount.
所以从这个角度来看，这个就好像一个书架这样，首尾呼应了耶稣所讲的登山部分。
Now, when I was in seminary, I took a Christian ethics class.
当我在神学院读书的时候，我就上了关于基督徒道德的一些课程。
And in that class, I was told that the Sermon on the Mount was one of the peaks of Christian ethical teaching.
在班里面呢，先生就教，就说登山部分呢，是耶稣，他的教训里面的其中一个高峰。
The other peak was in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments.
另一个高峰就是十诫。
It was another peak because it was delivered on another mount, Mount Sinai.
它是另一个高峰，因为它是在另一个山，西乃山上面所颁布的。
So the Sermon on the Mount was used as an example of how Christians should live morally righteous lives.
所以登山部分呢，其实是教导基督徒怎样去过一个公义、合乎神心意的生活。
Indeed, many of the verses of the Sermon on the Mount are about morals.
所以在很多登山部分的经文呢，都是讲关于基督徒的道德方面。
It seems almost like Jesus is trying to outdo the Pharisees.
这里就好像耶稣要他的门徒呢，做得比那些法利赛人更加好。
In Matthew 5, for instance, he says, you know, have you been angry at someone?
就好像马太福音五章里面所讲，你有没有试过发怒呢？
Well, if you have, then this is as bad as murdering them.
如果你有的话，你就好像谋杀了这些人一样。
Have you looked at a woman lustfully?
你有没有用不正当的眼光去看一些女人呢？
Then you have already committed adultery.
那你已经犯了奸淫了。
And so the moral standard that the Sermon on the Mount has given is such a high moral standard for Christians to live up to.
所以登山部分当中所讲嗰个嘅标准，其实对于基督徒嚟讲系非常之高嘅。
But the Sermon on the Mount is not only about rules.
但系登山部分唔系净系讲一啲嘅条例。
It is known also for its blessings.
佢亦都讲咗好多嘅祝福。
Before the verses on the salt and the light are the Beatitudes.
就是讲他关于盐和光之前就讲了八福。
Matthew 5 verse 3 for instance says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
就好像五章三节所讲，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And the next verse, Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
下一節就話哀恸的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。
And there is these eight different blessings that we see in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
呢度講咗八種嘅福氣，就係最初登山部分所講嘅。
Now the Beatitudes are not about what we should do to be blessed.
其實呢八福唔係講我哋要做啲乜嘢先至可以得到祝福。
It is not a how-to manual for blessings.
这个不是一个说明书教你怎样去得到这个祝福。
We don't become poor and become, and mourn so that we can be blessed.
我们不是要变成为虚心或者哀恸才能够得到祝福。
Instead, they are statements of what God prizes in his kingdom.
这个其实是宣告了在神国里面神要奖赏我们的。
You know, consider the first beatitude. It does not say, "Blessed are the rich in spirit."
喺第一幅所讲嘅唔系话灵里富足嘅就得到祝福。
It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
呢个讲嘅系虚心或者话灵里贫穷嘅人有福了。
That is, "Blessed are those who are spiritually needy."
嗰啲系灵里边觉得有需要嘅人，佢哋系得到祝福。
Those are the kinds of people God wants in his kingdom, those who need him. Now the Sermon on the Mount is also, also contains Jesus' greatest prayer.
在登山部分里面也都包含了耶稣最重要的祈祷。
The Lord's Prayer is found in Matthew chapter 6, of verses 9 and following.
在6章9至10節就記載了主禱文。
Of course, we know it. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
These are words that we know and we memorize, and we all can perhaps repeat it without looking at the text.
这些经文我们都很熟悉的了，耳熟能详，不用看可能都识背了。
Now the Lord's Prayer is not simply the Lord praying.
主祷文不单单是主耶稣的祷告。
It is our Lord Jesus giving an example of prayer.
而是主教导我们一个祷告的榜样。
But it's not simply teaching us the words to pray, but it's teaching us how to pray.
它不单单教导我们要祷告的字眼，而是教导我们怎样去祷告。
That is what kind of posture we need to have when we pray.
而是我们祷告的时候应有的态度是怎样。
To recognize God is holy or hallowed.
去认定神是圣洁的。
To seek God's will above our wills.
去寻求祂的心意多过我们自己的心意。
To be grateful for all that God gives us each day.
为着神所赐给我们的一切去献上感恩。
And it goes on and on of these different things that indicate the posture that we are to have in prayer.
祂继续也都提到很多关于祷告当中我们应有的态度。
Now, throughout the Sermon on the Mount, there's this common theme in these verses.
贯穿整个登山宝训当中有一个共同的主题。
That all of the Sermon on the Mount is about living in the kingdom of heaven.
当中所讲的都是关于在神国当中的生活。
The Sermon on the Mount is Jesus teaching his disciples about the kingdom of heaven.
在登山部分是耶稣教导的门徒关于天国。
And the chapters after the Sermon on the Mount are of Jesus showing his disciples what the kingdom of heaven looks like.
而登山部分之后就是耶稣显示给他的门徒听，看怎样去过一个天国的生活。
Because in the chapters following, Jesus is healing the sick, casting out demons, and also restoring those who have been abandoned by society.
之后经文我们睇见耶稣怎样去医治有病嘅人，去赶鬼，去接纳嗰啲被社会遗弃嘅人。
The Sermon on the Mount is Jesus teaching the disciples the foundations of the Christian faith.
登山宝训系耶稣教导嘅门徒关于基督徒信仰嘅基础。
It is less like me teaching my children how to say 叉烧包。
佢唔系好似我教我仔话。
It's not simply about teaching things to do. It is more like my Greek teacher teaching me the grammatical structures of Greek. It is about building the foundation before achieving the task. In the passage for today, Jesus ends his Sermon on the Mount with a parable.
在今天的经文，耶稣结束他登山宝训的时候，讲了一个比喻。
Matthew chapter 7, 24 through 27 has a very simple parable for the crowd.
在7章24至27节讲了一个很简单向群众所讲的比喻。
The one who listens to Jesus is like a wise man who builds a house on a rock.
他说凡听见我这话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
The one who doesn't listen to Jesus is like a foolish man who builds a rock on the sand.
但是听见我的话不去行，就好像一个无知的人将房子盖在沙土上。
You know, automatically you think, well, there's a foolish man and a wise man. I want to be the wise man, not the foolish one.
你好自然就会话啊，呢度有个叻人，有个蠢人，咁我梗系要做叻人、聪明人，唔做蠢人啦，系咪？
And of course, the parable goes on, and when the rain comes, the house that is built on sand is washed away.
咁跟住讲就话雨淋水冲，嗰个愚蠢人所建嘅房子就被吹淋咗。
And whereas a wise man's house, built on rock, built on solid foundation, stands firm.
个聪明人起嘅房子，因为喺有一个坚固嘅根基，就继续屹立不倒。
And so Jesus has talked about his Sermon on the Mount. He's given a foundation, and he says, "Build your house on this foundation."
所以耶稣讲完呢个登山部分，就讲咗基础，你要将呢个房屋建造喺一个稳固嘅基础上。
But then also he says, well, you need to put into action.
但他也都说话你要行出来。
It's simple. Don't be foolish. Put Jesus' teachings into action.
很简单，不要做蠢人，将你所听到的就去行。
Just do it.
去做吧。
And this is such a a very simple thing that he says, but if you think about what Jesus asks, it's actually quite difficult.
这个听起来好像很容易，但如果你想深一层，耶稣所要求的其实都挺难。
If we read on in verse 28, it says, when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes.
如果你睇翻经文28-29节，佢话耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
The truth is that what Jesus was saying wasn't simple.
实际上耶稣所讲的不是很简单。
It wasn't easy to put into practice.
要去做出来不是那么容易。
And in fact, it is something that is so, at that time was so radical that for the authorities of that day, it was so different from what they were teaching.
对于当时的听众来讲，这个是革命性的，因为跟我们所听开的很不同。
To follow Jesus is a difficult thing.
要跟随耶稣是一件困难的事。
It's not easy being a Christian.
做基督徒不容易。
It is more than just reading the Bible or hearing a sermon.
它不是说你来听下讲道或者读下圣经那么简单。
It's about listening intently to Jesus' teachings.
而是专注要聆听耶稣的教训。
It is about taking those teachings and practicing what he teaches.
当中所着重的是你不单止听，而是行耶稣所教训的。
And if you've been a Christian for a while,
如果你做了基督徒一段时间，
you will know that you will fail.
你知道你会失败。
But by the grace of God, we will also achieve the task.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们都能够达成这个目标。
If we think back to what I was saying about language,
如果我们想回刚才我想关于所讲关于语言，
I can probably explain to you the different grammatical forms of Greek.
我可以告诉你听，希腊文里面不同的文法是怎样。
But don't send me to Greece.
但不要将我派去希腊。
I would never be able to order anything in Greek.
我在那里不懂嗌嘢食的。
My children can probably figure out how to order a cha siu bao in a Chinese restaurant.
我的仔女在中国餐馆可能懂嗌叉烧包食。
But they will never be able to understand the complexities of Chinese grammar or Chinese sentences.
但他们没办法明白中文里面那些这么复杂的文化结构。
In actuality, we need both the foundation and the function of the language.
实际上我们需要一个语言的基础和它的功能。
And we need both the foundation and the function of the gospel.
同样我们都需要福音的基础和它当中的功用。
Now there's something else in this passage that that Jesus speaks about that I think is very interesting.
这里还有另外一点是耶稣所讲，我觉得都挺有趣的。
And it has to do with the house.
它是讲关于房屋。
Oftentimes, I think when we read the Bible, we read the Bible alone.
有时我们读圣经，只是看圣经，单单看圣经。
And we're reading the Bible and we think, it says to build a house on a solid rock.
这个经文说嘛，要将我们的房屋起在稳固的根基上面。
So if I want my house to be strong, I need to do these things.
所以如果我想我间屋稳阵的话，我就要做这样，做那样。
But I think this is actually a limited reading of this passage.
如果咁睇嘅话咧，我哋嘅眼光就比较狭窄。
As I was reading this passage over and over this past week, I was thinking, who actually builds a house?
喺过去一个星期，我反复去读思想呢段经文嘅时候，我就问究竟系边一个起呢间屋
？Has anybody here built a house before?
呢度在座有冇人试过咧自己起屋嘅咧
？Okay, if you have, you are a rich person.
如果你是的话，你就是一个有钱人。
Perhaps it was cheaper to build a house back in the day of the New Testament.
或者当时起一间屋不是好像现在那么贵。
But I would think that it would still be quite costly to build a house.
但我想其实要自己起一间屋都挺贵的。
And actually, it would probably be uncommon for someone to build a house for one person.
实际上不会，应该没什么人只是为自己一个人起间屋的。
A house is for a household.
起一間屋係為咗一個家庭。
A family.
係一個家庭，唔係個人。
Yeah. Yeah. It is a house for a family to protect and to nurture and to raise up.
呢個屋係為咗呢個家庭去當中得到保護，得到餵養，得到引導建立。
But even more, it's not building a house only for a household.
另外呢度講話起屋唔係單單為咗我哋自己家庭。
Because a house is part of a city, it's part of a village, it's part of a community.
一間屋係一個城市嘅當中一部分，或者呢個國家其中一部分。
And really for Jesus, when he's talking about this, in the context of the Sermon on the Mount, he is speaking about building his house.
耶穌在登山部分當中所講的，他其實是講緊他要建立他的房屋。
It is about building his kingdom.
是講關於建立他的國度。
That the Sermon on the Mount, and all, in fact, all of Matthew, is about the kingdom of heaven.
登山部分或者整卷的马太福音都是讲紧关于天国
，God's kingdom，
神的国
，That God is building His house and His household，
神是建立紧佢嘅家庭，佢嘅房屋
，And He is the wisest of builders，
佢系最有智慧嘅工头
，And we get this because everything that Jesus teaches in the Sermon on the Mount。
每一件在登山部分耶稣所教导的事情
He puts into practice
他都将他带诸实行当中
He puts into practice in the following chapters
在之后的经文我们看见他就实行出来
He teaches about the kingdom of heaven
他教导关于天国的道理
Then he lives out the kingdom of heaven
跟着他就活出天国的实际
Everything he teaches his disciples He desires for his disciples to do the same
他每一件教導他門徒的事情他都期望他的門徒去行出來
That we are not building our own little houses for ourselves alone
現在我們建造的不是單單為著我們自己的天花板房屋
And we're not even building it for this church
我們不是說為著單單這個教會建造房屋
But we are building it for God's kingdom
我們建造的是為著神的國天國
And so it's very appropriate, in fact, that this sermon is the last sermon on the Sermon on the Mount.
所以今天所讲的经文其实是很适当摆在登山部分的结束。
And it is also the last sermon of
2019. 亦都是2019年最后一个讲道，亦都是很适合的。
As a church, the church theme, as many of you will know, is on your bulletins.
今年教會的主題其實在你的周刊上面的
And it's expanding the kingdom of God with each other's talents
是我們運用我們恩賜建造神國
Next year's church theme which begins next week in January
下一年教會的主題呢下個星期就開始了
Is the mission of your life spreading the gospel
就是你人生的使命傳揚福音
And I think these two themes work very well together.
我覺得呢兩個主題互相係配合得好好。
Many people think that the church exists for the church's sake alone.
好多人覺得教會嘅存在係單單為咗教會自己。
Or that the only reason for being a Christian is for yourself alone.
你做基督徒嘅原因係為咗你自己嘅啫。
But the kingdom of God is not focused on me alone or the church alone.
但是天国的道理不是单单只是为着你和我单单而已。
It is not an inward focused kingdom.
不是一个内向的一个的国度。
The citizens of God's kingdom are also meant to bring God's kingdom into this world.
作为天国的子民，我们是有责任将这个天国带进这个世界当中。
If we recall the opening verses of the Lord's Prayer,
我们重温主祷文最开初所讲
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上， 如同行在天上。
We are taught to pray. We are taught to pray for God's kingdom to come.
我哋係被教導去為著神國降臨去祈禱。
That's actually quite amazing if you think about it.
其實呢個係幾奇妙嘅，你諗下。
We are to pray for God's kingdom to come.
我哋係要為著神國降臨嚟到祈禱。
We have a part to play in bringing God's kingdom here.
我哋將神國帶到地上，我哋係有份去參與嘅。
That we are also to pray that God's will is to be done.
我哋都要祈禱讓神嘅旨意行在地上。
Not only after we die.
唔係我哋死咗之後。
Not only in heaven.
唔係只係喺天上。
But in this world,
而在这个世界,
in this place,
在这个地方,
in the here and now,
此时此地此刻,
we too are to be the wise builders.
我们都要做聪明的, 工头,
but we do not build for the sake of our own houses, our own kingdoms.
但我们不是为着自己的房屋, 自己的国度而去建造。
We are to build up the household of God.
我们要为着神的家庭去建造。
We are to build up the kingdom of God.
我们要为着神的国去到建造。
This is God's desire for all of us.
这个是神我们，神对我们的期盼。
And this is God's mission for us.
这个是神给我们的使命。
To build and spread the good news of the kingdom of God.
去建造神的国，同埋将这个好消息去宣扬。
Father, we give thanks to you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为着这个话语来到感谢。
We thank you for Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
我们为着耶稣登山宝训的教导而感谢。
And the reminders in the Sermon on the Mount of how Christians are to live.
你教导我们一个基督徒应有的生活是怎样。
But we as Christians are to live for your purposes. We are to live for as a people who serve one God. To build your kingdom. And to expand your kingdom as well.And that is a kingdom that is not only in heaven, but is here in this earth as well. We thank you for all these things that you have given to us. That it is by your grace that we are able to live out your mission. Thank you for 2019 and all that you have done in this past year. And we pray and we look forward to what you have for us in 2020. May we be a people and a church that lives for your kingdom.
让我们成为为你国度而活的教会和你的子民。
We thank you. In Christ's holy name we pray.
奉耶稣圣义的名祷告。
Amen.